Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
14 minutes it is past 5 o'clock this Wednesday morning. Chief Matuba Mokoena joins us now from Mpumalanga. He is the president of ContraLesa. Chief, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning. ContraLesa is asking for a referendum on the death penalty. Why?
My chief, we have lost count of our innocent women and children who are being brutally maimed by some criminals. We have listened to many politicians when they were seeing a crowd of people using some platforms. They will condemn this on the strongest language you can ever think of. After condemning it, unfortunately, there is nothing that they are doing. We said to ourselves, it is high time now, since governments can't act on this thing decisively, maybe let's test the will of the people as to whether they want the death penalty back or not. Because some of these criminals, they are enjoying life when they are in those prisons, because they will even demand even the menu, what they want to eat and so on. But we can't accept this. Our women and children are now being killed like flies. The question is, what have they done to South Africans to deserve this? And if someone cannot act on this, it means the people must decide what must happen to stop this carnage, my leader.
How are you anticipating the reintroduction of a death penalty will help in that fight then? How are you imagining, let's imagine a referendum is taken and the overwhelming majority of South Africans want the death penalty to be returned. There will need to be a legislative process, obviously, that will have to be undertaken. And I think a super majority of 75% will be required as far as the National Assembly to vote in favour of any motion to make amendments to that aspect of the Constitution. But let's imagine we get all of that right. How will having a death penalty impact on a would-be criminal on going ahead in carrying out that crime?
A good question, my leader. As you know, you woke up very early from your family house to come and work and impart this information to the public. The question is, your taxes are now being used to feed these criminals who are killing these innocent women and children. I know many commentators and some politicians, also analysts, will say, no, a death penalty is not a deterrent. If it is not a deterrent, in its place, what are we putting? There's nothing. But now those criminals are no more scared of going to prison. You know why? It's because in prison, they are enjoying life. They will even demand to see TVs at those cells. Now, they are even having opportunities of going to school and obtain degrees and whatever at our expense. Now, if they know that, by the way, if I commit this kind of a crime, there's a possibility that my family might not see me again. I might not even be seen by anyone because I might be gone. That will scare them to not to commit some of these crimes. Can you imagine, my leader, that the example of this innocent child who was killed in Mpumalanga at Mganduzwe? It's a child who was killed by a former convict who was out on parole. Now, the question is, the rehabilitation program at the correctional centers, how is it assisting us if many of those criminals are former convicts? Now, we are saying people will be scared knowing that if I do this, I might die. Now they are scared. Now they are happy. They don't even mind. Can you see the re-offending by this convicts? It's alarming. Crime in our country, especially GBV in our country, is out of control. Someone must put a stop on it, my leader.
We also know, though, Chief, that the majority of cases where a woman or a child has been a victim of gender-based violence, we certainly know this to be true in what's called femicide, where a woman is killed. they generally are killed at the hands of their partner or somebody that's known to them. The majority of children who are abused by male relatives to them, uncle, somebody living in the backyard, or whatever the case may be, somebody who's familiar to them. It's in the minority of cases where it's a total stranger who then pounces on a child or a woman in the manner that is being reported in this case.
It is true, my leader. There are incidences where family members are also perpetrators in this case. When Parliament can really stand up and amend our constitution so that they will allow this to happen, I'm telling you, regardless of whether it's a family member or a stranger or whatever, this will scare them away. We are saying, enough is enough. What did our women do to deserve this, my leader? We are sick and tired. And our politicians might stop massaging and sugarcoating this incidents that are happening in our country. You look at the print media, you listen to the electronic media and so on. Every day you get a story of a woman or a child who is killed. For what? Nothing. Look at what happened in the Eastern Cape, where an innocent woman who was unarmed was shot 9 times. For what, really? That's why people have lost confidence in our government, because of some of these things. So the government must please assist us. Let us go back and test the will of the people. If the, whatever outcome, as Contralesa will accept those outcomes from those referendum.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Jose Matuba Mugwena, the president of Contralesa.